welcome back. Here we go, stepping off into hour number two with Frosty back with us tonight. And did you get my email, Frosty? I just sent you a forwarded one from one of our listeners.
Yes, I did, Jeff, and thank you very much. And I just would like to make a comment on that. I think
it's very private, and you handle it any way you want. Everyone will understand, but there are people out there that care, and you know that.
Yeah. I know that. I get total prayer groups across the country because of this program, and mine having announced Sandy's Alzheimer's, last year. I have prayer groups praying for her literally weekly, and so that is so much appreciated. And so this question by one of the listeners out there, Mike, thank you. And this is the greatest struggle of my life, I can tell you that. And again, you can contact me at frostyw@juno.com. I actually have a complete protocol for anyone who has a friend or a mate or a spouse or a sister or a brother who has Alzheimer's. And that whole protocol shows you where to go, who to talk to, and what are the options. And I have a lot of options. I've learned about what is called ion cleansing. I've learned about earthing. I've certainly learned about greater blood flow. I've learned how to eat very strictly. And I share all of those and all the books that I have read over the last 2.5 years of Sandy's Alzheimer's affliction. And so I would certainly share those with anyone, because I can tell you this, when we went to that doctor in Denver 2.5 years ago, it's almost like she treated us like lab rats, and there was no direction, no protocol, no nothing. And all she did was give us a book, Bredesen's book, titled The End of Alzheimer's Program. And that's the first book I would recommend anybody to read and then incorporate. And then there's another book of hope that goes along with Bredesen's first book, The End of Alzheimer's Program. And that book is called The First Survivors of Alzheimer's in Their Own Words. And there's seven of them, 5 women and 2 men, who actually regained their brains. And I don't know what the percentage chances are for all of that, but there is a great deal of information that's just keep growing. And as a matter of fact, today, I take Sandy to acupuncture. I take her to chiropractic. I take her to the ion cleanse that is what it does is electrically takes contaminants out of her body, and you can see it come out in the water. And I don't know how effective it is, but I'm trying everything under the sun. So for any of you that would like all that information and the books that I've read and the research, and as a matter of fact, I was just down at the Natural Grocers here in Denver today, and one of the guys came up to me, talked about nootropic therapeutic peptides. And so now I'm going to chase that down. He's also got Plasma Logens. It's PlasmaLogens. Plasma Logens, and I understand that they're supposed to do something really outstanding. I also have got her on, it's called ASEA Redox, and that means reduction of oxidation. And supposedly this ASEA, A-S-E-A, Redox, you can just look it up. It comes in 4 bottles, and you drink it in the morning and at night, and it causes the cells to communicate better among themselves. Now, I haven't seen any responses at this point to the positive. However, at least Sandy is holding ground at this point. There's another one in there. It's called this is called prodrolre.com. And so you can check that out, and it's all peptides.org. I'll actually, you know what I'll do, Jeff? I'll write a whole protocol and publish on Rinse in my category there for anyone and everyone. So at least you get some direction. Because I can tell you this, this is the most insidious, insane, cruel disease that I think that it was ever created in the entire of on Earth, period. And we're doing the best we can. And thankfully, Sandy is still present. We were having a reasonable life together. Of course, I have to be with her 24/7. So I will pass all that on and make a very comprehensive, and I can even send you. As a matter of fact, we went in to see a Bredesen 2.0 clinician, and this is a doctor. Her name is Maria Hopp in Littleton, Colorado, which is right there in Denver. And this Thursday, Sandy's going to get a brain scan. So she's going to get a brain scan. We're also getting a blood from, I think it's LabCorp, and we're going to get a whole blood check. And so we're finding out any and all aspects of what causes Alzheimer's and how to rid it from the body. And I can say that we have been successful in reducing her heavy metals. I mean, a year and a half ago, she was tested for heavy metals through the urine. And, I mean, her lead was off the chart. And there's a low, medium, and high. And she had palladium. She had mercury. She had lead. She had
where'd it come from?
Cadmium. Pardon?
Where'd it come from? Her lifestyle's not that crazy.
Okay. Here's what happens about that I've found in all these different books. There's Colbert's book called The Healthy Brain Zone. There's Amon's book called The Brain Warrior's Way. There's Bredesen's book. There's another one called Sharp Mind by Sanjay Gupta. I've read them all. And Alzheimer's is a poisoning of the body and the tissue from all of the chemicals that were created in World War II. Of course, DDT, I mean, and we're baby boomers. And so baby boomers all got the leaded gasoline, they got all the lead, they got all the cadmium, they got all these, you know, mercury. You had mercury fillings, and all of these poisons entered our bodies. And so there's 15 to 20 million Americans who have Alzheimer's and any and all forms of dementia. And in Alzheimer's, there's stage one. You know, and the fact is, Joe Biden has got stage one, or he's even possibly into stage two Alzheimer's, which is the big guarded secret here around the United States.
One of the worst kept secrets on the planet.
It's one of the worst kept secrets on the planet. Joe Biden has no less than stage one Alzheimer's, period. We have the President of the United States who literally doesn't know what time of the day it is, doesn't know what day of the week it is, doesn't know what month it is, simply doesn't know where he is or what he's doing. So that's the worst kept secret. So anyway, I'm tracking down everything. That's because that's what I do. I research everything, and if there's any possibility. Anyway, so I found out about cilantro and humic mineral and fulvic minerals along with chlorella. And this is a natural way to chelate all of the heavy metals out of the body. And so in September, we had another test taken of Sandy, of her urine, and all of the heavy metals were down to the like a eighth inch off the lowest part of the bar graph, except for lead. Lead was still, it dropped from the highest point on the high point to the midsection of the middle graph. I'm thinking it's been 5 months since that, or 4 months since then. So it's very possible that her lead has kept going down, and so. What happens with Alzheimer's, it takes 30, 40 years to manifest. And so American citizens living in big cities, breathing poisonous air 24/7, you are at risk for Alzheimer's because you're getting all these heavy metals, you're getting all these chemical toxins. There's 84,000 chemicals out there that are spewed into the air and the water and the land. You're eating GMOs, you're eating all this sugar. I mean, the average American, I think, eats something like 80 pounds of sugar a year. It's just unbelievable. Sugar is a killer. It's just an absolute killer to eat sugar. Any kind of white sugar, any kind of white, you know, sugar product. And, of course, Sandy is to- totally has no sugar in her nutrition whatsoever. And I'll even show you what she eats every day to be in line with Bredesen and all the other, all of these other top doctors who have written these books. And, you know, she may be at some point one of those ones that gets her brain back. That's what we're hoping. And beyond that, something may come up, you know, because so many people have Alzheimer's that it's a national epidemic, essentially, when you think about 15 to 20 million people. And so we hope and pray every day and go through the protocol and make sure that we do everything possible to stabilize and or, you know, very you know, possibly bring her back. So that's kind of where it is right now.
One quick question.
Sure.
I'm sure people are interested. Are you able to sit down and you say she's present? Are you able to sit down and have a two-way conversation about things with her still?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. The only thing is she has no memory. She has been her mind has been reduced to that of a first grader. We actually work out of a first grade workbook on math and spelling and vocabulary, and it's a challenge for her at first grade level. She has no short term memory. I mean, I can go over and over and over what is a pair of reading glasses and what is the sunglasses, and she cannot decipher what is a pair of reading glasses or a pair of sunglasses. We have deer and we have elk and we have buffalo literally running through the back of our acreage. And I have pictures of, and I have big spelling, deer, and then elk, and then buffalo, and then rabbit. And I go over and over and over, and she simply just can't remember. And so, like I say, this is an insidious disease. It just takes chunks of your mind away from you. Right. It takes your short-term memory away.
And nothing more cruel. I can't even imagine.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's cruel. It's beyond cruel. And I think you got my Christmas letter, and I said I've lived this fabulous life and enjoyed everything, but in the last 2.5 years, I've cried more tears than I have in the last 50 years of my life. This disease just breaks down your emotions. It exhausts your emotions, and it never lets up. And as I've said, it's like being in prison with no prison bars, but you cannot escape. And so that's the cards that I have been dealt and that she's been dealt and we've been dealt together. And we're just doing the best we can and praying that at some point she might be one of those seven people that were the first survivors of Alzheimer's. And their stories are very hopeful. And in this situation, hope is just about the only thing you've got beyond the scientific information that you get from all these books. And trust me, I've incorporated every one of these doctors' finest information into the protocols that I can send you if you would like them. Or I'm just going to write a whole piece right there in my category and rinse, and
that's
you can,
we'll
you can look
right
at that.
There. No problem. Last quickie. Is she is she exhibiting frustration and anger with this, or is she able to step around that part of the grief? That's awful.
Okay, I'll point blank answer you. She says that she wants to leave the planet before she completely loses her mind. In other words, she is at least cognitive enough right now to understand what's happening to her, and she has. She has said that she wants to leave the planet. I said, "Well, let's try another. You're going to do the brain scan here this Thursday. This doctor is going to be doing, and they might give me more ideas or more procedures that I can follow."
Yes.
But I want you to know, I've had a love affair with Sandy for 30 years. We have had a fantastic life together. But if she wants to commit suicide, which she has said more than quite a few times now, because she would rather leave the planet while she's still conscious enough to be able to choose that instead of be just a blubbering, blubbering in her suit.
I thoroughly understand, and I'm glad to hear that much at least. So she's still in the loop. Okay, good.
She's still in the loop. Right. And I can say this, if it gets down to that and it gets really bad, as much as I love her, I love her to be alive and all that goes with that. But if I have to, I will come to Oregon and do a physician-assisted suicide if that's what she finally chooses here in this coming year. So, again, a lot of tears, a lot of emotional exhaustion, and I have all I can do not to be breaking down in tears most of the time. It's and I do. I just break down. I just cry my eyes out, and we cry together. It's an unbelievable journey. So that's where we are. And thank you for all your prayers, because we have so many people across the country and in Canada just sending their prayers. In fact, I got Uwe Roth, a German fellow. He and his wife just prayed for us. It was beautiful.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Extremely personal, and you were very forthright about it. That's who you are, and people care, and you've answered a lot of questions for them, and they all are locked into this with you. They understand.
Yep.
It's a team effort, so to speak, and
I'm sure
they feel very much a part of it because of the way you share things.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
now,
you.
You're welcome, Frosty. All right, at the top of headlines... Right up at the, I think that is it the top. Where did I put it? Second story. Wooldridge, the deliberate dismantling and ultimately the destruction of America. That's Frosty's latest, and we've just put it up there now. And we're going to go right through the break here. So take your time and let's go ahead and step into that. Your prolific writing is always amazing to me. You're extraordinary. You're welcome. All right, so go ahead. The deliberate dismantling and ultimately the destruction of America. And that's what we're facing.
That's exactly what we're facing. And this is going to be a series, because what I'm going to do in this series is point blank share with you exactly what is happening and what's coming, because what is happening to us right now, we are being forced by whatever powers are out there, and I'm seeing it clearly, but I've also seen it in other countries, and of course I have my brother there in Europe seeing it firsthand. And so what I'm going to do in the second part of this series, but also share with you tonight, is that every single person listening to this broadcast across the globe, and certainly here in America, but you also in Canada or even in Europe, each one of us has to personally engage. Because I can tell you this, there's no way that David Muir or Nora O'Donnell or Lester Holt or Scott Simon or Terry Gross or Diane Sawyer or Elizabeth Vargas or Anderson Cooper, none of them will tell the American people what we're facing.
Nope.
And what we're facing is such a monster. And the monster is numbers, just plain numbers. But it's also, and I'm going to clearly enunciate this in this series for you so that you, as a citizen of this country or Canada or Europe, you can understand what your children are facing. And I know I've said it before, but if we don't force a conversation, a debate, an understanding into the networks, into the national media, into the Atlantic, into the New York Times, into the Wall Street Journal, this country literally is being dismantled by those people in the White House right now. And when I say those people, obviously Joe Biden does not have a clue what he's doing, where he is, the time of day, what day of the week, what month it is. He simply is in stage one Alzheimer's, if not even further. So it's his handlers. So those people who are letting this invasion of our country manifest to the tune, and the numbers, I think it was Ted Cruz came on the news tonight, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, 9.6 million 9.6 million people have crossed the borders illegally in the last 36 months. And then you have to understand that another 2 million crossed our borders legally. So that's 9.6, 10.6, 11.6 million. Those 11.6 million are going to have no less than 5 million to 10 million more children.
Right.
And so there's a new... It was a study that just came out, and I've got it, and I'm going to incorporate it, that right now, it has now been studied, and it's been literally shown, and then you've been saying it for a number of years, but we have approximately 48 million illegal alien people that have crossed the borders, are in this country, whether it's the anchor babies, 300,000 of those every year.
Yeah.
But now 48 million, in other words, the American people are subsidizing 48 million people. And I'm going to share with you all the things that they're doing to dismantle the United States of America. As a matter of fact, I actually put down in this column that was published across, oh, I forget how many news service websites, that I would be speaking on Rinse.com tonight, in January the 9th, 8 o'clock, Mountain Time, Rinse.com. And my goal here is to engage you, the American people, as responsible citizens that want to change the course of history, and I mean change the course of history, you need to get in contact with 60 Minutes. And, of course, I'll have all those addresses for you in part two. I got like 60 Minutes is 60, the number 60 with an M for minutes, 60M at cbsnews.com. NPR, PBS, Anderson Cooper, David Muir, Nora O'Donnell, Lester Holt, Jesse Waters, Brett Baer, Laura Ingraham, Meet the Press, Face the Nation. What I'm asking and imploring you to do is write your letters, and I'm even going to have a template letter that you can work off in part two of this, so that if we could get, and we could, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 letters, I mean, your audience is so huge. We could get 50,000, maybe 100,000 letters. And don't
right.
just stop with one letter. Send it in, send the same letter in every week.
Frosty, let
and
me
so,
say something. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Frosty Wooldridge is the single most important guest that has been completely blacklisted by the controlled Zionist media forever.
Mm-hmm.
He is the single most important guest that shows that this media is a controlled, basically a mind programming operation. He is not allowed on there. They have kept him off, and I was a producer for years, and I would have jumped and done backflips to get somebody like Frosty Wooldridge on the program. And his 48,000 number, I've said for years, it's probably close to 50,000. And for
50
Frosty,
million.
Sorry, million. And for
yep.
Frosty to say 48 million, you know the kind of research he does, okay?
Yes.
Nobody does better research than Frosty. They may do as well, I don't know. But that's a correct number. This has been building for decades, okay? And now it's taken off. The O'Biden regime has pulled the cork on the dike, and the water is rushing in here. It's your future. And you're going to be washed away with this subhuman filth unless you stand up and demand that this stop. And you've got to follow it up with deportation. You can't let them stay here. And now Biden is saying, I think we should pursue citizenship for these 10 million people who have come in here in the last 3 years. Citizenship. They're already getting everything we have as a nation and a society and a culture for free. And now this bastard wants to give them citizenship? Where's the outrage? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you. And you clearly stated it. We're talking 48 million people that have virtually no affinity to the United States Constitution. We have, as a matter of fact, it was on the news tonight. I forget which station it was on. I think it was Ted Cruz, senator from Texas. He said, there is no question that we're going to have an Islamic terrorist attack of massive proportions in the United States of America in 2024. Some of us are going to die, whether it's 3,000 like on 9/11, or whether it's Fort Dix and they blow up somebody, or Fort Hood and he shot, that Muslim shot 12 people standing there in line at a military base, or the Christmas there at San Bernardino a couple years ago where a Muslim couple just shot up an entire. I mean, there's so many attacks.
And remember the term false flag, everyone. Remember that term. And also consider suitcase nukes. There were a lot of suitcase nukes that went missing when the Soviet Union collapsed. And they could still be around as long as they were serviced and still be easily deployable. And there are many people, not just a few, who think that there may be nukes in this country already. And if they light off a suitcase nuke in any city, you got tens of thousands of casualties, okay? That's the truth. Go ahead. So that's possible.
No question about that. And you have to understand this, that this kind of ideology, convert or kill all non-believers, that's right there out of the Quran, I've read it, this kind of zealotry, they have no other thought pattern. Their reward is 72 virgins in the afterlife. And when you have that kind of consciousness, you have that kind of, you've had it drummed into you since you were 6 years old, there's no stopping them. And yet Joe Biden has not vetted a single one of the 9.6 million illegals that have come across the borders. And as a matter of fact, according to FAIR, F-A-I-R-U-S.org, that's Federation for American Immigration Reform in Washington, D.C., under Dan Stein and in fact, Bob Dane, one of my dear friends, we're paying out $163 billion, B as in boy, billion dollars a year to transport them anywhere, put them up in motels, hotels. They get food. They get the housing when we Americans have over the number of homeless Americans is at 540,000 homeless Americans, and yet we've just imported 9.6 million homeless foreigners. And so Ted Cruz on the news, he just said, we absolutely expect a massive Islamic terrorist attack on our country in 2024. Mm-hmm. And so how many of us want to be walking down the street in Denver, Colorado, or walking in Cincinnati, or walking in Chicago, or walking in Detroit, or walking in New York City, and all of a sudden this maniac terrorist blows the place up with C4 plastics, or a bomb inside of a, you remember that 2 years ago, that Islamic kid, he took his van into the New York Times at New Year's, and he left it there, and the thing didn't blow up because he didn't have it correctly lit or fused or timed or whatever, and he was on a plane to get out, and they caught him on the plane. What happens when that guy succeeds, and you or your family are the ones that are in the bomb blast area? Whether it's a suitcase nuke or it just like I used to go to King Soopers in Boulder, Colorado, and Table Mesa. I've been at that store many times, many years, and that immigrant Muslim came in there and killed 13 people. And now he's finally getting to trial, and he's pleading insanity. No, he should just plead the Quran made him do it. He wasn't insane. He was dedicated to be a terrorist.
Expecting honesty from these people, though. Forget that. It's not
going to
happen.
Oh, yeah. You aren't going to get it. So what I'm trying to say here is that we need to have a national write-in to force it. I mean, at some point, Scott Simon cannot continue to ignore not only yours truly, but I have another 20 top experts to show you that mm-hmm. there is no way that we can continue to absorb these millions upon millions of people, whether they were legal or illegal. Because, again, in 2023, guess how many more people were added to the planet? 83 million new babies were added to the planet in 2023. They can't be fed. They can't be watered. They can't be educated. They cannot literally survive. So they are flowing into all the first world countries that have been having only two children per mother since 1970. And so it's my dedication to you that if you follow through with letters to all of these news outlets, I mean flood them to the point where they simply cannot deny and cannot ignore what's coming, and make sure that they know that their kids are going to be in the middle of this thing, and it's not going to be pretty for anybody. That's my challenge. I'm imploring you, I'm engaging you as a fellow American or even a Canadian. I mean, Trudeau essentially, even though he's younger than Joe Biden, is just about as stupid as to what he's doing to Canada right now as Joe Biden is as stupid and, you know, suffering from dementia and stage one Alzheimer's and what he's doing to America at the same time. But there's no question that we're not going to be able to survive this thing if it continues much longer. What is that tipping point? You know, is it another 10 million illegals? Is it another 20 million legals? Or is it another 30 or 40 million legals? Because at some point, I want to make this so clear to you. I've been to these countries. I've been to China. I've been to India. I've been to all these places where the quality of life is turned into a swirling toilet. That's what it is. The quality of life is
circling the drain. It's sewage circling the drain. You got it.
Yeah, it's circling the toilet. And once these numbers manifest, you don't have any options anymore. Your children won't have any options. And again, I can't say this strongly enough, and you're going to see it in part two when I get that. Part two should be out before the end of the week. You will have all these addresses, and you can jump on Facebook right now. You can talk to Scott Simon on NPR. You can talk to PBS. You can talk to your radio shows. But we are being forced out of our culture, the American culture that's been built for the last 250 years. It is being disintegrated in front of our eyes, the American culture. Our language, the linguistic change happening to our country right now, if you don't think it's happening, go to Vancouver, Canada. I know I've said this before, go to Vancouver. It used to be an all-Canadian city. It's now an all-Chinese city. Then you're looking at 100 billion dollars a year in shoplifting. In other words, our Constitution depends on a moral, ethical citizenry that is educated. But instead, we now have $100 billion a year in shoplifting. How long can we keep having that go on? And then you have social change. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm hitting just the high points here, and you're going to see them. And tell me, and you got my email, tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm going down the wrong road. Tell me if you think that this is all going to work out just hunky-dory. What about the 100,000 deaths last year, 2023, from drug use from fentanyl and or heroin and or hashish, right on down the line? The drug deaths of the 16 to 24-year-olds is off the charts. You're also seeing the medical change going on. You're seeing our classrooms being destroyed. I am a former teacher. You cannot teach with 20, 30, 40, 50 different languages. You cannot teach your own children, let alone those 20, 30, 40, 50 different languages. And I got to tell you this. Nowhere in the world has multiculturalism succeeded. It has not succeeded. It's not succeeding. We're having unbelievable racial conflict in our own country. And yet we are bringing in 150 different kinds of people from 150 different countries.
That's the new total, huh? 150.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's the minimum, 150. They're coming in. They have no affinity to the American way of life. They have no educational excellence whatsoever to be a part of the American way of life. And then you start looking at the combative religions that are coming in. I mean, these religions, especially the one that's so violent, the most violent on the planet, how do you think we're going to survive that? And so that's, they are dismantling the cohesive cultural balance of American society. And you would know, you wouldn't know that on the farm in Iowa right now. You wouldn't know that in the farm in Leroy, Michigan, or you wouldn't know that in Cadillac, Michigan. Well, those, my brother was up in Cadillac just this summer, and they've been plopping down more Muslims. They're pulling them out of Detroit and sticking them up in Cadillac. It's called seeding. It's called Hijra, and it's in the Quran. Seed other countries. Seed them with more Muslims so that you can install Sharia law. There's not a single woman in the United States of America that wants to see Sharia law taking over in this country. But it is taking over in specific cities like Miami, like New York City, like Detroit, like Minneapolis. So that's my challenge, my invitation to every person listening to this broadcast, because just tune in or email me and I'll give you the number. I'll give you all of the emails. And the key is, all you got to do, how fast is it to write a message saying, I want to see the subject of 100 million more people added to the United States of America as being unsustainable, and I want your top experts. Here's the experts I'd like you to interview. Jack Elpert, of course, of Kansas City, skill.org. Victor Davis Hanson is absolutely brilliant in his political analysis of what's going on. And I actually shook his hand, and this was 20 years ago. He wrote Mexifornia. You know, and then he's also, I think he's also written The Death of America. Also, you know, Pat Buchanan wrote a book about the United States of America committing suicide. And I met Pat Buchanan, too, when I was in, you know, when I used to go to all those population immigration, organizational events up there in Washington, D.C. I mean, I got to hobnob with some pretty big dudes up there. And they already predicted this. Well, guess what? I wrote that book, The 8 Ways to Destroy America, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, back in 2004. Okay, that's 20 years ago, and all 8 of those destructive points made by Governor Lamb at the time are now coming into full fruition. And it's only a matter of time where there's going to be a point where we can't stop it. And then another thing, whether you believe or not in catastrophic climate destabilization, you got to understand that the one thing that drives it, if it is a valid scientific reality that we are changing the climates, catastrophic climate destabilization, in other words, some people call it global warming, I say baloney, some say climate change, baloney, it's catastrophic climate destabilization, it's in one of my books. How do you think it's going to be exacerbated and multiplied? Guess what? By numbers. And here's Joe Namath, or Joe Biden, wants us to all drive electric cars. That is not going to solve one single thing when you add another 100 million people to this country through all this immigration. So what I'm trying to share with you is use your thinker, put your thinking cap on, and start taking action. Because if everything I've said tonight and every time I've spoken on this incredible show, and you don't do anything, well, what good is that? I'm in direct contact with both my senators virtually every month and my House member, saying this is what you're doing and this is what you need to do, and we can't keep doing this. I mean, right now, Denver is a sanctuary city. It's got 10,000 homeless, and now we've imported another, I think, somewhere around 5,000 more homeless from, you know, from Texas and from Arizona. They're just pouring into our streets. We can't feed them. They're now begging that the Johnston, the mayor of Denver, who is a sanctuary city, he's begging the U.S. federal government for, I think, $5 million to take care of these people. We've already got 10,000 homeless Americans, and because of the moronic idiots that have run Denver and certainly Colorado for the last 15, 20 years, there's no solution. You can't throw money at it. You can't solve it. And yet that's what they're trying to do. I mean, it's so farcical. And so hopefully you see what I'm saying and you understand the ramifications of what we're dealing with. And Jeff, the one thing that I put it on every American citizen, your kids are going to be in the middle of one of the greatest catastrophes that any civilization has ever experienced in the history of the world at a blinding speed. A blinding speed. I mean, I am in fear of the 2024, but I'm even in more fear of the next 10 years of what is going to happen to the United States of America.
Well, you're not alone. I see it happening right now. I see an inexorable implosion, a collapse. I see a growing crescendo of horrors. When you look at California, everywhere you look, let's be honest here, everywhere you look, you see things that are not good, not good at all. You can't give these invaders free health care in the state of California for the rest of their lives and watch American citizens rotting away, living in the streets, living alone, sick, vax, injured, whatever. You're giving these people health care. You're talking about giving them now citizenship. We no longer have a nation here. We are living under a Bolshevik, communist, Zionist regime, and we are dirt, and we are being treated like dirt, and we are being invaded. I don't know how much more clear it has to get, so I don't have an answer for it. Can't do it in the ballot box. Forget that. Not going to do it by any political election. The country has been overthrown. It's done. Toast. Gone. Sorry to sound negative, but I see no other. I've been looking at this country for 35 years. I don't see anything encouraging at all. All I see is the results of the overthrow of the formerly United States of America. Period. That's what I see. Sorry to say it.
Well, and I'm unfortunately, I see exactly what you're seeing, and at the same time, I've looked at difficult situations in my life, and I've gone through some tough sledding, and obviously I'm going through some personal tough sledding right now, and yet we have to try, and we can make major impact if there are thousands, tens of thousands, 50,000.
Right.
To write all of these different networks.
Well, we have let this be a last gasp, okay? Let's assume for a minute that somewhere is going to be one of these venues that will have a producer that will allow Frosty Wooldridge to stand up and talk, to describe the destruction of this once magnificent country. And he will. They are on the payroll of those who have done the destroying. So why would they let him? They never have before, but we need to give this a try. So let's do that. He's going to have template letters for you, addresses, a few clicks and buttons pushed here and there, and you'll be able to do it. So let's bring some. They'll probably send you, if they send anything, a form letter back. Well, we're very busy now, and we'll try to consider putting him in here, yeah, at some point in the future. Thank you very much. That kind of crap. I'm telling you, Frosty, we're in trouble here. Real bad trouble, as you well know. I don't have to tell you that. I'm just rhetorically flapping my gums. It's something I've seen for a long time, and it's just gotten to the point where it's so brazen. It's right out in the open. It's right there. They're laughing at us. What are you going to do about it? That's what they're saying. What are you going to do about it? So.
Well, and the irony is this. Every one of those people, the handlers of Joe Biden and or those do-nothings in the Senate, there's 100 men and women in the Senate of the United States of America.
Be flushed down the toilet. They
should
gone.
Be flushed down the toilet. All the 400-plus House members, they've done nothing to stop this invasion in the last 36 months, actually since 1986. And we have simply paid for this. And again, at some point, there's no way to pay for it. There's no way to solve it. There's no way to pull ourselves out of it. You know, so that's why I make this plea that sometimes it's the tide and the times where something changes. At some point in 1776, enough of the colonists from the, you know, at the British Empire said, enough of this crap. Let's have the Boston Tea Party. Let's write the Declaration of Independence. Let's have a Thomas Jefferson stand up. Let's have a Ben Franklin negotiate with the French and get enough money and enough, you know, guns and ammo and everything else to fight what was happening in the colonies, and finally, in 1787, I think it was, to write the U.S. Constitution. I have gone to the Constitution Hall where they wrote the U.S. Constitution. I've stood where Thomas Jefferson stood. I've stood where George Washington stood. They didn't give up. They didn't stand down. You know, John Hancock, I remember when he fixed his signature to the Declaration of Independence and all these other charters. John Hancock, he wrote it in big name, and they said, "Why'd you write your name so big?" He said, "I want to make sure that I think it was Henry or George or whomever that was the King of England sees who I am." Well, I engage you to stand up and sign your John Hancock and make your statement in your community, certainly in your state, and into PBS and 60 Minutes, and tell them to get off their dead butts, because 60 Minutes is useless if it doesn't. It can give you all these stories about this, that, and the next thing, but if it doesn't deal with this single greatest issue of the 21st century here in America and around the world, they're not going to have a program. You know, PBS won't have a program that's going to save anybody. You know, and I've tried to get on Scott Simon with my book, sent him in my book, Terry Gross, and all he does is interview all these stupid novels and some of these books that absolutely have no bearing on what's going on in America, and yet he ignores me pointedly. And in fact, I had a lady, a Mary from Montana, said, "Frosty, my husband went to an NPR meeting, and they've got a schedule, they've got an agenda. They do not want to inform the American people." You know, and it's so amazing to me because, you know, they're pushing the DEI or the DIE. They're pushing all these other agendas. They're pushing CRT. I mean, these are the kinds of things that make this country completely inequitable, completely out of balance, and pretend that you can have equity. You have equity of opportunity. You cannot force equity and make everybody the same. It's not going to happen, not now, not ever, not with laws. I'm sorry. It gets down to what the Constitution allows you: freedom of choice, freedom of religion, freedom of education, and freedom of personal endeavor. In other words, you got to work your butt off to get where you're going to go in the United States of America, and that's the final DEI for anybody, and that means you got to get your butt in gear and take action for yourself, for your family, for your community, for your your city and for your state. Because I'll tell you, we're all in this together. And so please watch for the coming columns on this whole aspect of deliberate dismantling and ultimately the destruction of America, because we're five minutes from 12 as far as I can see, and we need to pull back that hour hand and pull back and get our country back. And whether, however it is, I think the best way is through the media enforcing these people. I mean, bounce it, get on Facebook and social media and TikTok, or not TikTok particularly, but Instagram, whatever, and literally raise your voice. And if everything that we've said tonight makes sense, and you can see it, then You want to get involved. You want to be the next Thomas Jefferson. You want to be the next George Washington or John Hancock or any and all those men and women. I mean, Abigail Adams, I have fantastic appreciation for her. Be another Susan B. Anthony and stand up for women. Stand up for your country. And for me, I think that's the highest calling beyond taking care of your family, is to stand up for your country, because this country is the only country we have. And if we lose it, where are we going to run to? Where are we going to flee to?
That's right.
So.
Yes, sir. Where are you going to
go? Yes, sir.
You know where we're going to? There's nowhere to go. Our people would have been going there for years. There's nowhere to go.
Right.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
There's
this is
nowhere
it.
To go.
It's now or never. All right, Frosty, we'll look for part two by the end of the week. Thank you for everything on behalf of millions of people who care. You've been a real inspiration, and we appreciate you. All right, you take care.
Many blessings and Godspeed.
Okay, good night. Frosty Wooldridge. All right, we'll be right back with more in just a few minutes. Hold on.